This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChooseProMavera.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it hasn't been, and I don't think it'll be going forward. But we got to get it fixed. I mean, that was kind of a blind shot there. I thought he had the ball in good position. You know, I thought the defender got a good look at it though, because it was kind of a retrace cutback play. So a little bit the perfect storm, but still, I mean, we just want to protect the football. You know, all our guys do, and we gotta do it. We gotta be good at it.
So that's John Harbaugh Monday night after the Ravens lost to the Lions 38-30, talking about the Derrick Henry fumble situation. Obviously, he's fumbled in all three games this season. So begs the question, it's another game where the Ravens couldn't run the ball at all either, 85 yards rushing. Are we concerned, or how concerned are we about this run game as the Ravens take the field in a little bit, start to get ready for Kansas City today?
Well, I'm old enough to remember when they were so galvanized as an organization, and I think it's fair to say somewhat consumed with their prowess running the football, that I believe this is when Vic Fangio truly became crybaby Vic Fangio, which was they're playing Denver when Fangio's coaching Denver.
Oh,
and
the
it's an ugly game,
yeah.
And they're going out of their way to get 100 yards team rushing at the end of the game to keep their streak going, right? And then they get Derrick Henry in here, and the thing goes to another level. So for them to struggle to run the ball for 60, 70 yards, let alone 100, in back-to-back weeks at home, I mean, I think that's noteworthy. I think that's I think alarm bells should be ringing a little bit. Yeah, there's mitigating circumstances. No Pat Ricard. Okay. But it's basically the same offensive line as last year. And it's the same play caller, and the quarterback is still an MVP. I think when you saw what they did for so long and you see how much they're struggling now, and also with their defense being this bad, they have to sustain drives. They can't go three and out. They can't have Lamar in second and eight and third and six all the time. And the way they're doing it right now, they're not winning on early downs, and they're not winning in the first half. Running the ball, power, traditional stuff for Derrick Henry. And when they get cute with Derrick Henry and put him out wide and get him too horizontal and play around with option passes and cute stuff like that, it's really to their own detriment. So I think they need to get real about what's working and what's not, and how to sustain drives and how not to. And if the offensive line isn't going to be great right now, and Ricard's going to miss another game, and now we're going to Arrowhead, I think you need to get very real about what it means to have a running back on the field who can win for you in the pass game and one who can't. Because I think they need more than two or three guys running routes, or two or three guys on the football field who you have to worry about defending. And I think they're facing one of the best, if not the best, defensive coordinators in the NFL. And it might be time for a new wrinkle. And it might be time for more of your third down back on early downs.
It's definitely a concern. You go back to the Browns game, it was the lowest rushing output in the Lamar Jackson era. And I keep going back to the word consistency that I was bringing up yesterday. You can look at Derrick Henry, and he's got 6 10-plus-yard carries, which is the second most by any running back in football, but it's the lack of consistency and the negative plays that we've seen more and more this year compared to last year, which really takes you off schedule. And I'll also bring up a non-running back. I'd like to see Lamar Jackson run the football more, and it's something we brought up year over year, where the first month of the season traditionally has been when Lamar runs the least, just 8.5 carries per game in September, and it goes up each month after that. He's only got 15 carries so far this year, and I thought we saw a couple design runs Monday night against the Lions, but I'd like to see Lamar get involved in the running attack too.
I gotta admit, and absolutely right to point out, it's basically the same line as a year ago, but I'm really concerned about this offensive line. And to Jason's point, some of this play calling where you don't have Derrick Henry running right or left, and he's not north south, and he's a big guy. It's hard to get things going that way. And the other thing that's concerning is, okay, so you played a game wrecker Myles Garrett 2 weeks ago. Aiden Hutchinson can be a game wrecker. That was Monday night. Oh, and now you got Chris Jones this Sunday. He can wreck your offensive line as well. So the task doesn't get easier. It's a short week, and this line is coming off back to back, in my opinion, absolutely horse bleep performances.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I think something else they might have to think about, and it's really hard. I don't think you can have four running backs up.
Keaton Mitchell?
Well, I mean, if your offensive line is not great and your 31-year-old back is starting to maybe look 31 and the fullback's not coming back, and getting Likely back might help, but we're not even positive about that. Do you need someone who can be a home run hitter for you in high percentage underneath checkdowns and hots? They play pretty much nothing but close games, and two or three plays can be the difference in the game. And, you know, I don't know how they make the numbers work. And maybe that just becomes more Justice Hill, who's obviously not as explosive as Keaton Mitchell, but he's also not a liability in pass protection. But I think it's got to be more than Zay running around 5 yards within the line of scrimmage on bubble screens and slip screens and stuff like that. I think they've got to get more people involved in that.
I'm with you 100%. And I was bringing it up even prior to the season starting that Keaton Mitchell should have a role in this offense. And I'm not saying he needs 10 touches every single week, but when you have the home run hitting ability that he has, there's so much value to that. And John Harbaugh was asked about Keaton Mitchell on Saturday, and of course, he's pointed out to special teams, and that's where Rasheen Ali has him beat. And Ali's been solid as a kick returner to start the season. He absolutely has. But I just, with Keaton Mitchell, you saw the burst was back during training camp. You saw it was back in that first preseason game against the Colts. I think he could have a role in this offense.
Ravens will be back on the practice field, I think, in about an hour. So we'll know if Nnamdi Madubuike, Isaiah Likely, et cetera, as the assembled media will be reporting who is out there. But we have a big Wednesday show guest-wise. Oriole Hall of Famer, part of our Baltimore baseball tonight coverage, Mike Bordick, joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll get our college football best bets with our buddy Tim Murray from VSiN at 3:30. And it's a double dip of BBT crew. The newlywed Ryan Ripken joins us at 5. He'll be part of BBT tonight at 5:30 with Bob Haney at Pickles, the final BBT at Pickles of the season.
Yeah. O's playing out the string. I guess they'll get this in tonight.
Yeah.
You know, I guess the supercomputer finally figured out that Dean Kramer and Sam Basayo might not be a good mix.
They did, yeah. How about Dean Kramer against the Tampa Bay Rays? That's crazy.
He owns them. Adley's back. Kowser hit a homer.
Second on the team in home runs, Jason.
And he's also like second in the majors in strikeout rate.
Both stats are true.
Yeah. Yeah. They're still playing baseball.
When he hits it, he hits it hard. But the problem is he misses it a lot.
Yeah.
Coming up next, though, before we turn the page on Monday night and start looking ahead completely to Sunday, postgame sound, we were so focused on everything else going on yesterday and hearing from the people. What about what the Ravens were saying after the game? We'll hear a little Harbs, a little Lamar, maybe some Kyle Hamilton next here on The Fan.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.